Now, a few people would say that rhinos are cuddly, but they are a majestic keystone species of the African savanna. They are also severely threatened by the demand for rhinoceros horn from wealthy consumers in Asia, and their numbers are now reduced to a mere 25,000. Over 85% of the world's rhinos live in South Africa, mostly in game parks, but that does not necessarily protect them. Kruger National Park, South Africa's largest reserve, has lost nearly 600 rhinos this year to poachers. Park officials have considered many schemes to protect the rhinos, from poisoning the horns to humanely removing them, and now the park is selling off some of its rhinos in the hope of protecting them. Bobby Bascom reports from Pilanesberg National Park in South Africa.
A red dirt path cuts through the savanna of the Black Rhino Game Reserve in South Africa's Pilanesberg National Park. Mikael Jobert, co-owner of the reserve, bumps along in the back of a safari truck and points across a wide expanse of knee-high dried grass towards the anti-poaching unit charged with protecting the conservation land's rhinos.
I'm right on that hill about half a kilometer in front of us on the right. That's usually where they are and stationed and everything. They'll always try to find the highest place in the reserve, and then they'll change their sort of patrol tracks, because, you know, you don't want any kind of routine, because then it can be learnt.
The anti-poaching units are similar to military personnel, and the job is just as dangerous.
These guys, that when they come on, they've got snipers and they've got AK-47s, and they've just got weapons that can't match to what the anti-poaching guys have, so it's almost like an unprotected war zone.
Black Rhino Game Reserve lost 3 rhinos to poaching this year, all of them within 100 meters of the road. It's a dangerous place for rhinos and the people protecting them, but it's still far safer than the country's largest park, Kruger National Park. Roughly 530 kilometers east of Pilanesberg, Kruger is home to more than 8,000 rhinos, the single largest population in the world, but they're losing them at an unsustainable rate. Between 1 and 2 a day are killed by poachers. Now the park is trying to sell off some of its rhinos to places like Black Rhino Game Reserve in the hope that they might find safer sanctuary. Howard Hendricks from the South African National Parks Conservation Services explains.
Our translocation program is aimed at translocating rhinos from hotspots, poaching hotspots, to areas of high levels of security.
Kruger Park is a poaching hotspot for several reasons. First, it's huge, more than 19,000 square kilometers, about the size of the country of Wales, and difficult to manage. An even bigger problem, though, is the long, porous border Kruger shares with neighboring Mozambique. Until recently, the penalty for poaching in Mozambique was a small fine that rarely got paid. As a result, Hendricks says, roughly 80 to 90% of poachers in Kruger Park are from Mozambique, one of the poorest countries in the world.
Poaching takes advantage of the high level of poverty around Kruger. Poaching is a problem simply because there's high monetary values involved, and if someone is poor, then obviously it's an easy access to money.
It's estimated that rhino horn is worth more than R1 million, or $90,000 per kilo. Although it's difficult to confirm that figure, it is the black market after all, and conservation groups don't like to advertise its value, fearing it will spur more interest in poaching. In any case, poaching is a high-stakes, multi-billion-dollar industry. Again, Mikael Jobert from Black Rhino Game Reserve.
Per kilo, it's worth more than cocaine, gold, platinum, anything like that. It is run professionally by crime organizations, similar to a sort of drug cartel or anything.
Earlier this year, a ranger and 2 staff at Kruger Park were arrested for rhino poaching. One rhino horn could be worth nearly a lifetime in wages for anti-poaching units.
The heartbreaking reality is they aren't paid well at all. Just as policemen and law enforcement and teachers and stuff, you know, that's these jobs that should have a high-paying salary, it's just that the truth is they don't.
Gilbert says the trick is to hire guards that genuinely care about the animals and feel passionate about protecting them. Rhino horn can be humanely removed without hurting the animals, much like cutting your fingernails. But the thickest, widest part of the horn is embedded in the rhino's skull.
They want every gram of the horn, so they'll actually saw into the skull. And they don't kill the rhinos beforehand, they'll tranquilize them first. So the rhino goes to sleep, they remove the horn, then the rhino eventually wakes up traumatized. It's got this massive hole in its skull, and then it actually bleeds to death. So it's just so sad.
Rhinos are in a sad state today, and scientists worry that the number of rhinos being killed will soon exceed the number being born, threatening the species with extinction in the coming decades. But Joe Shaw, manager of the Rhino Program for World Wildlife Fund in South Africa, says the sale and translocation of rhinos being proposed has a proven track record for protecting the animals.
At the turn of the 19th century, there were maybe only 50 southern white rhinos left in the world in just one park in South Africa. And it was the movement of these animals to new areas like Kruger Park that grew the numbers that we see today. So including this strategy to combat rhino poaching is actually really a tried and tested approach to combating this kind of threat.
Kruger Park officials are still working out the details of their translocation sale, but observers like World Wildlife Fund are hopeful that moving some rhinos from poaching hotspots will be a step in the right direction towards saving one of Africa's most iconic species. Bobby Bascom, Pilanesberg National Park, South Africa.
That report came to us from Radio Deutsche Welle.